Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24/7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Visit the site, listen to the podcast, read the articles, check out the store, and even join the club to get your shirt and other member deals and help us raise money for the kids at the same time. You can also find my work, such as this podcast and other articles, on SteelCityUnderground.com, along with many, many other very talented authors who cover the Steelers for everyone out there. So go to either site and enjoy what you're reading. What you probably didn't enjoy this past week was the dud that the Steelers put up against the Jaguars, 30-9 loss. I think it's all over the news at this point, at nauseum, in fact, that the way they got destroyed, they weren't ready. They didn't run the ball. Roethlisberger threw 5 interceptions, in my opinion, his worst game ever. He doesn't seem to think it was his worst game ever, albeit it was the most interceptions he's ever thrown in a game. But, I mean, that was all the headlines. Is Roethlisberger done? Does he have 1 foot in retirement? You know, he came out and basically said maybe he doesn't have it anymore. There's debate on whether that was a facetious remark or if he was half serious. I think he kind of covered it on his radio show this week, and Coach Tomlin covered it in his press conference this week, as a competitor who's experienced a ton of success, had a horrible, horrible game. He's a huge reason why they lost. Maybe not the only reason, but a huge reason why they lost. And he reacted emotionally in the heat of the moment. I don't think he's lost confidence. I don't think he's lost it yet. I recognize he's 35. And, you know, I did see what happened to Peyton Manning a couple years ago when he sort of just fell off the cliff. But guess what? He still won the Super Bowl that year. But I don't think that's happening yet. I think it's way too soon to push the panic button on Roethlisberger, or this season for that matter. He was horrific. I mean, he's the first one to tell you that, but he was horrific, and he hasn't been great all season long. I mean, that's not debatable at this point. He hasn't been horrible through the first 4 weeks, but this one he was. I think he's earned the right to have a bad game like that before we start throwing him under the bus for the rest of his season and or career at this point. If that happens again and again and again, or even just one more time, yeah, let's start worrying a little bit more. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's going to come out focused. I think, honestly, you know, I was pretty upset after the game, just like all of us were. And, you know, I think that at first I was thinking that this team just isn't any good. They're probably done. But now I'm starting to take the spin of maybe this is the kick in the butt they need to get this season going. Because, quite frankly, even with their 3 wins, and obviously the loss to Chicago and now this one to the Jaguars, they just haven't looked good. And in this case, they looked pretty bad. But maybe this is the kick that they need to get going. So that's kind of the approach I'm going to take this week on this. I just don't think this team, with all of this talent, can be nearly as bad as they looked on Sunday. And quite frankly, they're not nearly as bad as we've all kind of made them out to be through the first 5 weeks, including myself. I just haven't been pleased, but I'm looking up at this point. We'll take that approach. Now, what I will say is that some things need to change. They definitely have their issues. I mean, Roethlisberger certainly needs to improve. He needs to get back on track. I think he will. Antonio Brown needs to remember that there are other teammates out there, and he needs to concern himself less with his numbers and more about the team numbers, as in wins. Le'Veon Bell needs to be given the ball more. I can't believe I have to continue to say that after the Baltimore game, when he just destroyed the Ravens defense, for them to come back. And now I'm going to go to the Todd Haley and Mike Tomlin as the coaches to come back and allow Le'Veon Bell to only have 15 carries for that game is just, I mean, it's remarkably absurd. I cannot believe that happened. Jacksonville had one of the, actually possibly the worst rushing defense in the league coming into the game with one of the best pass defenses in the game. And the Steelers threw the ball 55 times. Five picks, obviously. And Le'Veon Bell gets 15 carries. Now, yes, some of those numbers are skewed by the fact that the Steelers had to play catch-up late in the game, so you're obviously going to have to throw and you can't run. I get that, but entering the fourth quarter, he only had the 15 carries. That game was not over going into that fourth quarter. It was not. So I don't know what in the world Coach Tomlin and Coach Haley were planning, but apparently, according to Le'Veon Bell, that was the plan, by and large, going into the game. It was to pass the ball, not to run the ball. Coming off of the Ravens game, folks, it doesn't make sense. Furthermore, you knew, coaches, Coach Butler, I'm going to point at you now, that the Jaguars basically don't have a passing attack with Blake Bortles. They've got Leonard Fournette. And if you stop the run, you're probably going to win the game because Blake Bortles is, at best, a game manager. And they let Fournette and the Jaguars run down their throats for the tune of 180-plus yards. Yes, the last run was 90 or 80 of that. But still, they knew that was coming, and he destroyed them. I don't know what Keith Butler was doing. I wrote about this going into the game, that you have to stop Leonard Fournette. I wrote that. The Steelers talked about prepping for that. What the hell were they doing? Blake Bortles threw the ball one time in the second half. No times in the fourth quarter. They ran 19 straight rushes, and the Steelers could not stop them. They couldn't stop them. They now have the 28th ranked defense against the run in the league. 28. There's 32 teams, people. They're 28th against the run. That's a problem when you're talking about 5 weeks in. They need to dial back the blitzes. They need to put more guys in the box. They got to play James Harrison, for Christ's sake. I don't know what's going on there. I mean, he's not dressing. I understand starting TJ Watt. I get that. I like Chickalo too, but possibly Bud Dupree. I recognize that it's a different side, but still, you could play Harrison anywhere. I think Bud Dupree maybe needs to fall to the backup role. He's not getting anything done. Harrison, besides that, can just bring a lift to these guys on the field. He needs to dress this week, period, because the Steelers, with their 28th ranked defense against the rush, are going to face Kareem Hunt, the number one leading rusher in the NFL, this Sunday in Kansas City. And let me tell you something. If you can't stop him, you're not going to win the game. And unfortunately, to top that off, Alex Smith, who may not be a superstar quarterback with thousands upon thousands of yards each year, leads the league in quarterback rating and is pretty legit. He doesn't make mistakes. You can't force him into them. He's not going to make them. He's very smart, and he's a winning quarterback. And the Steelers, you know, pick your poison here. I think you'd rather have Alex Smith beat you because Kareem Hunt's that good. He leads the league by almost over 200 yards. Leonard Fournette, actually, the guy that just tore the Steelers up, is second in the league. But 609 yards through the first 5 weeks for Kareem Hunt, and now he gets to face the 28th ranked defense in Pittsburgh. You think he's not licking his chops? He's loving this. But the Steelers need to stack the box. They need to stop him, and I guess they're going to have to make Alex Smith try to beat them. But that's, you know, he's not Brady, he's not Rodgers, but he's a really good quarterback, and it's a little scary right now to think that that's where this defense is. I think they're going to get it together, though. I think that if they do that, if they do stack the box, if they dial back the rush, which I think they need to do right now, Smith's not going to make a lot of mistakes anyway. I don't feel like the blitzers have been getting home quite often here in the last few weeks, to say the least. I think they need to drop the guys back for help to stop the big splash plays from the opposing offenses, in this case, the Kansas City Chiefs. It just can't happen anymore. It can't. They just can't allow these big plays to continue. Can't get off the field on third down. allowing 10, 12, 15, 80-yard runs cannot happen, especially when you know they're running the damn ball. They cannot allow that to happen. So I think that they're going to improve there. They're going to try to make Alex Smith beat them. And, you know, I do trust Burns. I think he's a good corner. Joe Hayden's improving each week, in my opinion. Mike Mitchell is decent. Sean Davis, decent. I would ask Mitchell to stop celebrating after he makes a tackle on a 12-yard gain when you're losing. It makes no sense, Mitchell. Yeah, you're a hard hitter. Yeah, you generally wrap the guy up. But when he gains 12 yards on you, and the reason you're making the tackle is because he got to the secondary, and you're losing by 11 points in the fourth quarter, not really time to dance. Just saying. Not really time to dance. Yeah, you know, think about it. So besides that, they're going to have to deal with Kareem Hunt, I mentioned. They're going to have to deal with Alex Smith. I mentioned that too. But here's what I think, and this is going to probably surprise people, but I think that the Steelers' offense, as anemic as they've been, as bad as they've been, as out of sync as they've been, with the lack of rush with the exception of the Ravens game, with Roethlisberger throwing 5 picks last week, I think they're going to explode. I actually think they're going to explode this week. I know there is no logic behind that. It's a gut feeling. But I think they are. And the weird thing is, I'm picking the Steelers to win. And had they won against Jacksonville, I probably wouldn't have picked them to win this Chiefs game. It's very strange, I know. The way they lost, the way they played, none of it makes sense. But I have this feeling that they're going to go in there and they're going to get it done. Because I just think they got a kick in the butt this week. And we're really going to see what this team is made of. If they fall to 3-3, all bets are off. They need to go to 4-2. They need it. And they've got too many talented veterans, including Roethlisberger, Brown, Bell, Harrison, who's not playing, who I think will play this week, to allow themselves to go to 3-3. Entering the Jacksonville game, they were the Super Bowl favorites. Probably shouldn't have been, but they were. They obviously aren't now. But they were there for a reason. They do have that talent. So I anticipate some serious improvement of the offense. And I think this one's going to rest on the defense getting it done. And here's the good thing for the Steelers. They're going to face a defense in Kansas City that's actually not that good. Their passing defense ranks 27th in the league. So that, what a better way to get Roethlisberger healthy, so to speak, than to go against the 27th ranked passing defense in the league. I think this is a time to take advantage and get his confidence back if he really is lacking some, which I think he probably is in some regards. So they're going to throw the ball. Brown's going to get his yards. Martavis Bryant needs to get better. He needs to get better. He needs to get open, period. He's just not making those big plays. And now we're entering week 6. It's time. It's definitely time. But if Roethlisberger can't get healthy, the best part is the Chiefs have the 20th ranked rushing defense. So Le'Veon Bell can get his yards. And he still needs to be getting the ball, and the offense still needs to go through him, in my opinion, as I said a week ago. But my point is, you can get Roethlisberger and these receivers on track this week against a 5-0 Kansas City team. Their defense is not that good. It's just not. Their offense is the problem. Number 2 in overall yards, number 1 in points per game, averaging over 30 points per game. So this could be the game that the defense needs to really step it up and the offense comes through. We'll see. But that's my thought here so far as we kind of progress through this week leading to this Kansas City game. I feel that the offense is going to explode. I think the defense is going to be tested. I think Roethlisberger is going to come out and have a big game. He's going to be motivated. I think they're going to be practicing really hard this week. Generally speaking, for whatever reason, these are the games the Steelers do get up for and play well in against the better opponents. The Jacksonville's and the Chicago's are the ones they just don't, as we've seen again. You know, now what we do need to touch on, though, is Tomlin and his horrible challenges, his horrible clock management. I wrote about it earlier this week. The guy needs a challenge coach and a timeouts coach, a clock management coach, whatever. He cannot do it. He cannot do it. The two challenges he threw out there against the Jaguars were horrendous. He cost them two timeouts. They were timeouts, especially in the second half, that he could have used. And that can't happen against teams like Kansas City. So, you know, hoping that that doesn't occur, barring any challengeable plays, that rests on the players. And, of course, the game plan implemented hopefully will allow the players to perform. That's on Haley. That's on Butler. That's on Coach Tomlin. But I think they're all going to be motivated. They've got to be embarrassed after this past week. And I guess I'm hanging my hat on the talent that this team has on this roster. And I just think they've got a lot of resolve. And if they do come out and at the minimum, if they get destroyed, then they're not what we thought they were. They don't care. They're a bunch of divas out for their own money, out for their own numbers. And, you know, they might still have a chance to win the division, but they're not going to be a Super Bowl contender, in my opinion, if they get destroyed this week. If they come out, they play well, and they lose, I'm not going to come off of them being a good team just yet. They come out, they play well, and they win. That's an impressive win to me, especially after a big, big home loss to a team that they were favored by double digits against. And I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think they're going to blow the Chiefs out by any means. Arrowhead is a very difficult place to play. The Chiefs haven't lost this year. They've got a good running back. They've got a good quarterback. Andy Reid's a very good coach. They're going to be ready. But the Chiefs are with a regular season team. That's what they are. They have been for a while now. Andy Reid's a regular season coach. I mean, he was great with the Eagles, but they didn't win a Super Bowl. They got to one, but didn't win it. But they're a dangerous team. I mean, right now, they're the number one seed, of course, the only undefeated team in the league. They're a team that the Steelers could have to face later on down the line if they make the postseason and face each other there. But this is a big game for Pittsburgh in week six. And I think they do come out and get it done. I just think they are going to be motivated. And I really believe in Roethlisberger. I'm not counting him out just yet. And I think that any of you that want to, I think it's too soon. I know we're at near the end, and this very well could be his last year. And if he continues to play like he did this past week, it will be his last year. But I just don't think that he's going to go from what he's been the last several years, including last year, to what we just saw this past week. I do not believe it. I don't buy it. And I'm expecting a very sharp Roethlisberger on Sunday, to the tune of a Pittsburgh Steelers win, 31-27. High scoring affair, Steelers on top. The offense explodes, they get on track, and they move forward. Mark it down. That's what I'm telling you. 31-27 Pittsburgh. I'm Mike Pelaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, of SteelCityUnderground.com. You've been listening to Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully after what I think will be a Pittsburgh Steelers surprising upset victory in Kansas City.